When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
And thus I tick off my last item on my Trello board for the day, which is Thunder Punch Daily, episode 168. Tuesday, November 18th, 2014. So I did that workshop at the Neutral Zone today. Posted a picture about it on Instagram, just one picture, because it was pretty actually hectic and activity-filled day. I know I've described what I did before, but just to recap really quickly, basically what I was hired to do was come in and teach a character design workshop for a bunch of teens. And they would take the characters that they design in my session, turn them into sprites or assets to be imported into a video game that they would design with the program Unity. So I didn't realize that we would have 35 kids at this thing. Maybe that was relayed to me earlier, but I don't remember. Another observation that I've got, and this probably came through in the last couple of Thunder Punch Dailies, is that I've been feeling really tired lately. And I suspect that it's the onset of some kind of a cold. And that comes into my art journaling for today. But yeah, when I woke up this morning before the workshop, by the way, waking up at 8 o'clock or 7 o'clock. Yeah, I had to get up at 7 o'clock in the morning. That's for the birds, man. I don't like getting up that early. But I had to because the workshop started at 9. And my session was from, I think, like 10 till 11:30. And 35 teens, even though I wasn't feeling all that great, I put in 100-something percent, turned on my gonna make you love comics face, and I think I did a good job of it. I think I can walk away saying without worrying about coming off as arrogant, is that I think when I turn it on and when I'm prepared, I can do a good job of getting people excited about drawing and communicating visually. And even the kids who were there who said, like, well, I'm an engineering student. I came here for the game programming. I didn't come here for drawing. They were drawing, and they seemed like they weren't having a bad time of it. I don't think I converted them, which wasn't my goal anyway. You know, my goal was to, and actually this did come up in one of the conversations I had with some of the other teachers that were there, is you know, some teachers were saying to me, well, why didn't you teach this aspect of illustration? Why didn't you teach that aspect of illustration? Why did you focus on what you focused on? And I, you know, communicated to them as like, look, my battle here, the battle I'm facing, besides the fact that I've got a time box, got an hour and a half, it's not a lot of time with drawing activities to create a four-character cast from scratch. You know, that's a tall order. But really the main battle I'm fighting here is getting the kids accustomed to thinking creatively and overcoming their fear of committing those creative ideas to paper sloppily, you know. And in one of the conversations I had, I threw this line out, and the person to whom I was talking said, "Oh, that was insightful." I don't know if it was, but I'm hanging on to it because I want to unbox it a little bit more, because it was one of those things where I just kind of was thinking aloud as I was talking. I was, you know, working with a student who was saying, like, I don't have time to do all of my sprites. I've got 6 sprites to draw, and I want to get each one of them perfect. And I was trying to communicate to them that, you know, it's not about getting it perfect. It's about getting the ideas on paper and drawing it loosely and sloppily. You got to learn to sketch before you can make it perfect. And I know that this isn't a goal I'm going to achieve with every high school student, because high school students, you know, after 13, in my experience, you start to get a little bit more conscious of whether or not your work is quote unquote good. This whole notion of talent comes into the picture. And then everybody's at different developmental levels. And I'm not going to say everybody has to be at this level at this particular time. When you go to art school and when you start treating this as like a really serious career endeavor, then it's time to start, you know, trying to hit some thresholds. But at this particular age and in this context, it wasn't critical that everybody hit, you know, that everybody achieved or unlocked sketching, at least in my opinion. And I wound up saying to this teacher I was talking to, I said, you know, the phrase "I'm a perfectionist" is often used as a defense against learning the fundamentals, right? because and where I was going with that was, and the context of the discussion was that I was explaining how, in my experience, teenagers are often very, at least for me, in my own experience and in my experience with students, you are all about, you found something that grips you. You found an art style or a book or a comic or a piece of art that grips you. And you're like, I want to do that. I want to make something that makes people feel the way this particular piece made me feel. And what do you start by doing? You start by mimicking what you see. You start by copying the surface features. For a lot of us, that's how it works. We don't look at it and go, oh, I see what they're doing with their construction. I see what they're doing with their through lines here. And like this gesture line clearly was the impetus for creating this particular post. No, you don't think of that. You just like look at what are they doing with lines? What are they doing with light? Like, how can I copy that and to do it my way? And this perfectionism thing that I run into with young students tends to be about that kind of copying aspect, which is a perfectly natural part of learning art. So I don't punish it. But I do try to gently steer them towards working sloppily. And one of the mechanisms I've implemented in my workshops to get to that point is really strictly time box all the activities. You've got 3 minutes. 3 minutes, you got to draw the character in this kind of a pose. Go. You don't have time to make it perfect then, right? And the kids groan and grumble and complain, but it's always in this kind of good-spirited thing. But yeah, I poured it on for this workshop and I think it went really well. I feel satisfied by it. All the kids seemed to have a good time. Everybody drew. Everybody had sprites at the end of it. A couple kids came up to me, and this is a very unusual thing for teenagers. These three young men came up to me and shook my hand. Like, when does a 15-year-old do that? Like, shake the hand of an adult and be like, thank you so much for this thing. And then all the administrators and everybody who was involved with putting this project together seemed to think that that part of the workshop went well. So good job me, right? But as I said, I've been feeling like the onset of a cold is coming. I mean, a little bit of a scratchiness in the throat, little bit hotness, and a little bit of like sinus stuff going on, and a little bit of fatigue, a little bit feeling like kind of just worn out a little bit more easily than usual. So when I finished that workshop at like 2 o'clock, or when I finished the whole day's events at 2 o'clock, I was spent. I was wiped out. And I came home, had a couple hours to get some work done. And, you know, I sat at the desk, looked at the screen. I was like, you know what, Jers, it's not happening. You are not going to do anybody any favors if you try to be a hero about this and try to press on when you're feeling this crappy. So I took a nap. And it helped a lot. I'm still not feeling 100%, but, you know, just an hour nap did wonders. And it's funny, I was sort of anticipating this in the last Thunder Punch Daily, saying something about like trying to fit naps in order to manage my energy for this week. I think I was starting to feel a little bit of this like cold coming on and anticipating that, yeah, you're gonna need it, Jers. But yeah, it helped a lot. And you know, I noticed that as I was taking my notes for this art journal that there was a question mark as to whether or not I was going to bring that into the discussion. And the question mark as in regards to whether or not that is, maybe I need to make an essay out of it, which raises the question for me, why? Why would I feel the need to make an essay out of it? Why would I feel the need to question whether or not it even fits in with the art journal? And it kind of reminds me of this whole thing. And this is something Rob joked about with me on the Lean Into Artcast when we first came up with this idea for the Art Sound Off Challenge, is that, you know, it's not about competition. It's not about who gets the bro fives over who does the most or who works the hardest. And it's not about these art journals are not about like trumping up some kind of grandiose story about how you work harder than everybody else. And it reminds me of something I've seen coming through my social media feeds a lot lately, where people posting about how, you know, art is not a race. I noticed that a lot of people are posting this image of Jack Kirby, the famous Marvel artist, drawing at his desk, and it says Jack Kirby started working on the Fantastic Four, or co-created the Fantastic Four, when he was 44 years old. You know, there's no schedule of this thing. And anybody who's listened to my stuff for a long time knows that this is something I feel very strongly about, this idea of like art careers not having a schedule. But it does make me wonder when I start seeing this stuff come through my feed, and when I react to my own, you know, anxiety. Apprehension about talking about like taking time out from the art day to actually take a nap. Like, why? Where is that coming from? And I think the reason that the people still continue to post that it's not a race, and that it's not a schedule. It's because I think, honestly, a lot of us really need to hear that constantly. It's something we need reminding of. And it's not that I was riddled with guilt in taking a nap, but there is this sense of, you know, you got to be accountable for every day that you work. And it's an unfortunate thing that we, all of us, I think, or a lot of us, let me just say a lot of us, because there's going to be the 2% of you or whatever out there who are like, I don't do that. But I feel confident that I can safely say that a lot of us, you know, we tend to, or we can find ourselves comparing ourselves to other people, especially when the way people portray, you know, you're looking at the portrayal that other people are giving of their workday. Oh, I ate six pages today. Hooray for me. And you know what? Probably my reaction is that they really are just saying hooray for them, you know, and they should. If they did that much, awesome. Good for you. But that doesn't mean that some of us aren't going to be like, oh, I didn't do that much, you know? And so we do need to hear that it's not a race, and it isn't a race. Not to turn this into some kind of like soapboxing platitude kind of thing, but it's something that crossed my mind as I was trying to like recoup my energies. And it's funny, you know, it's like when my wife gets sick, I do the same speech as her. I'm like, don't be a big hero about this. You know, you're not doing anybody else any good if you work yourself into being even more sick. Catch your rest now when you can so that you don't get too sick if you're going to get sick at all. And then you get back in there and, work hard again and not spread anything too. You know, you get a sick day every once in a while. And why is it okay for me to say that to her, but not to myself, right? Finally, on my workday schedule today, I did manage after, you know, I got a little bit of rest, I started working a little bit on the Boulder and Fleet, an upcoming Boulder and Fleet page, and just frustrations there. And I tweeted about it because I was like, yeah, this is supposed to be doing this for fun. But I colored Boulder 3 times in that final panel, and I am just not finding the look that I want for that. And it's a reminder to me that, you know, I got a lot of leveling up to do on my coloring skills. I feel like if I were to do it cel-shaded style or cuts and grad style, I probably could pull off what I want to do there. But I'm trying to do something that feels more like dry brush effects with the coloring with this. If you haven't seen it, it's at boulderandfleet.com. You can see the coloring style I've been going for. And I just... 3 times coloring Boulder, and I'm like, this isn't working. And then I caught myself saying, like, you know, you're supposed to be doing this for fun, bro. I don't know if it's time to walk away from it and just cut my losses and move on to the next page, or if it's, you know, give it one more night to sleep on it, look at it in the morning, see how I feel about it, see if there's another way of looking at it that I haven't been so far. But yeah, a lot of energy management issues today in terms of, you know, trying to keep my energy up and try not to let frustration get me into an even worse place. So you know what? I think I'm going to go to bed early tonight and I'm going to take a bunch of vitamins and I'm going to drink a boatload of water to make sure that I'm feeling as good as possible for tomorrow. Because tomorrow I've got more RoboForce coloring to do, and then I've got the Webcomics Lab tomorrow night. So more public appearances means more talking, means more, you know, energy management, more keeping my eye on my energy management. A lot of triage I'm going to be doing this week, I think, especially with the way I've been feeling. So who am I? Jersey Droz, cartoonist and teaching artist, comicsaregreat.com, boulderandfleet.com, leanintoart.com. This recording is part of the Art Sound Off Challenge. If you dig this art journaling stuff, if you say, hey, I like listening to Jersey talk about his art day, there's a bunch of other artists doing the same thing. And you can find out more about who's doing it and why at by following the hashtag ArtSoundOff on Twitter. And there's if you want to play along, there's still time left in the month of November. The big idea is that we're just challenging artists to record an art journal every day for the month of November 2014. And even though we're past the halfway mark in the month, doesn't mean you can't play along. And you don't have to do it every day. You do it every other day, whenever you find the time to do it. And I'll tell you, I've got a bag of observations to make about this whole experience come the end of the month, which I will probably bring to the Lean Into Artcast with my buddy Rob. So I will be back soon. Well, I will be back tomorrow with another Thunder Punch Daily. And until then, remember, everybody,
running at this time of the day.
Yeah, me too. Makes me feel close to nature.
The best sport is that it's wonderful exercise.
It's the best. Of course, one should check with a doctor before doing any heavy exercise.
Right, and then start off just a little each day.
I sure wish we could tell that to everybody.
I think we just did.
We did?
Say for yourself.
Remember, be good to your body, and it'll be good to you.
Well said, He-Man. Now, I'll race you to the tree.
Okay.